All right, everybody, welcome to this edition of All the Way. I'm your host, Big John.
And I'm DV.
All right, DV. As always, happy to have you on board, raring to go on the subject of the week. And first of all, I'll apologize for my voice. It's a little hoarse. exactly. But it's that time of year where we're all battling cold. So, DV, no tongue kissing this week.
Damn, and I don't even have a cold. I thought I had an opportunity.
You did, but it's, you know. We must all suffer for our art, DB. All right. Let's not get too involved in that sort of thing and move on by saying the topic of the week. DB, the topic of the week, top signs that I'm getting old. Top signs that I'm getting old.
Is the number one reason just looking in the mirror?
You would think, but no. These are logical reasons why I've accepted the fact that I'm on the back nine of my life right about now. Looks is, you would think the looks would be it, but I've been gray since I've been like 25 because, you know.
Yeah.
Well, I mean. All night and partying. And
if you want to talk about looks, then it's not about old. It's about ugly.
That's true. That's true. I will not argue that. I've never claimed to be a handsome man. But anyway, top signs that I'm getting old, DV. Number one reason. I've noticed that less than 10% of any room gets my references. Like I'll make a reference and all these kids stare at me like I'm from Mars or something. You know what I mean? And you know, like I've been working in advertising. So I'm around a lot of the younger people, as they say, the millennials, the Gen Zers, all these people. And I'll make some references that I think are perfectly natural. But these young fucks have absolutely no idea what I'm talking about. Like the other day, I said, boy, this project is like being on a Bataan death march. And they were all looking at me like, I think one of the girls wanted to report me to HR for some sort of violation of, you know, Newspeak or something. I have no fucking idea. And I tried to explain to her the Bataan death march is from World War II.
Right.
Well, maybe there's nothing racial about it. It was a death march. In the town of Bataan.
Right.
Right? And it's meant, people used to use that phrase, I mean, growing up with me in business back in the 80s and 90s, as just something that was long and arduous. It had nothing to do with race or killing or anything like that. It just meant, boy, this is a long haul.
Maybe she thought you said Poontang Death March.
Oh, that's true.
And maybe like she got insulted by like an ex-boyfriend.
Maybe, maybe. But, you know, there's these other things. Like I mentioned Bernie Goetz.
Oh, my God. Yeah, okay.
You know, and look, you're in New York. I can understand if you're in some rude part of the country where they don't have subways or killers or something like that. But we're talking about New York. Bernie Goetz, of course, was the subway vigilante in the 80s. The 80s, right, DV?
The 80s. Yep, I remember.
And basically, he was this nerdy white guy who was assaulted on the subway, and he had a gun on him. He pulled it out, and he shot three or four guys. And he was very nonchalant about it. I think, what was the quote, DV? Here, have another, or something like that. Nah. Like he shot one guy, and then he said, here, have another.
Nah, I think he said, take that, N-word.
Yeah, take that, except he didn't say N-word. He said, nigger.
And he looks like Bill Gates, too.
Yeah, a skinny, like hilarious. The nerdiest guy you can find. But anyway, so somehow the context was that I brought up Bernie Goetz about somebody who was acting tough, who shouldn't have been, you know, and all that. And again, blank stares. I mentioned the Berlin Wall, you know, like saying, boy, bringing these two teams together is harder than crossing the Berlin Wall. And again, stares. And, you know, and I have to wonder, is it because they're young, DV, or is it because they're stupid?
Isn't that the same thing?
No. I mean, look, I'm willing to admit, you know, just like when I was their age, you know, old people had their way of speech. I'm willing to admit that, you know, my references are now officially old. But like Bernie Goetz, I get to some extent, I'm not right. Knowing. But Bataan Death March is historical thing.
Right. Right? Well, see, that's the problem. Young people don't care about history.
Yeah, I guess that's it. Oh, and even though this one's a bit racist, they didn't understand what I meant when I said we're in the middle of a Chinese fire drill. Now, all right, TV, I admit that's a bit racist.
No, but that's okay, because I'm Asian, but everyone thinks I'm Chinese, so I'm giving you permission to use that.
But do you know what the Chinese fire drill means, like when used in the context of a business? Are you aware of it, or are you just laughing because it's racist?
Well, of course I'm laughing because it's racist.
Okay, of course, good.
But what is it in the context of business?
Well, in the context of business, it literally would be the equivalent of saying running around like a chicken with your head cut off. It's like when something's happening and everyone's reacting in a panic.
Uh-huh.
And now, I could be wrong, but I think contextually, this came from the turn of the 19th century when you had in San Francisco, Asian textile workers who, unfortunately, when the fire broke out in the factory, they had to, you know, because they were being kept there against their will in poor working conditions, that when they tried to get out, of course, people were panicking, pushing over each other and shit. And some genius said, oh, it looks like a Chinese fire drill.
And they were just trying to live.
Right. And look, I'm not saying it's racist in its origins.
No, it's just kind of...
But it's kinda, you know, it's but I said like, I use Chinese fire drill to mean, hey, we're all running around like chickens with our heads cut off.
And I think that's a dumb one, man. I don't think that's all. I think it's just stupid.
It is stupid, but whatever. So yeah, so that's how I know I'm old. A lot of these references, and forget the pop culture references, you know, like old commercials, being in advertising and say, hey, you remember that Dan and yogurt commercial where they went to a village in Russia and everybody was 110 years old? Like if you're like my age. That was one of the best commercials ever.
I don't remember that one.
What about the I'd like to teach the world to sing? Right?
Right, I know that one, yeah.
Coca-Cola.
Yeah.
One of the most iconic commercials ever.
I think I was watching some TV show and they said that was like the number one commercial of all time. This is a long time ago.
No kids have ever heard, kids in advertising have not heard of that.
Yeah.
Now, mind you, I didn't come up in advertising, DV, and I learned about it.
Yeah. You come up from the streets, son.
Yo. But even things like the Apple commercial for 1984, remember that one? Like
Chick
during the Super Bowl commercial?
Yes. Yep.
Half these kids have never heard of it.
Right.
So these references that I have are just gone. They don't exist anymore. That's one sign I'm getting old.
Old motherfucker.
The other sign that I'm getting old, DV, I'm heavier. Excuse me. I am heavier, but I'm hairier, DV, than the 1970s porn bitch.
Oh, like I don't need to know about that.
With those big, like, Afro Earth Mama muffs, you know, back then in the porn, like, you know, you would have to take a lawnmower to their bush to get to some clamp. You know, it's like, I'm hairier than that. It's like,
I got to go.
My whole body, man.
I got to go.
But that's a sign of getting old. Everything's hairier on you. There's hair in my ears. My eyebrows get hairy. Everything but my head is getting hairier.
So then when you pull down your pants and you're taking a shower, all of a sudden Guns N' Roses, Welcome to the Jungle comes on?
Welcome to the Jungle comes on. It looks like a bunch of Pete Moss was thrown into the shower. There's a lot of shit going on. Pete Moss, he's Randy's younger brother.
Ah, okay. That guy.
Yeah.
The guy that couldn't catch a football.
Right, exactly. But yeah, definitely, man, you start to notice, like, there's hair growing out of every pore of your body, your knuckles, your ears. You got to go to the barber more often to clean everything up. It's fucked up, and definitely, that's what happens when you're getting older. So you got to accept that as a sign you're getting older.
Well, you know what? I got to say, I'm getting older, too, then, because I'm not even noticing hairs in my ear. Like, I don't look, right? But my girlfriend does.
Oh, yeah.
And fortunately, I got a good chick because she actually plucks them out.
Yeah. No, my wife is like, you look horrible. She's just like, clean that shit out. I go, well, why don't you be, when we were younger, you know, you could do that for me. She goes, no, go to the barber. She goes, I ain't doing that shit anymore. 25 years is enough. Fuck that.
Right. Oh, shit. So it's not even about you being older. It's just about, you're married.
I'm married. I'm old. But, another thing that proves that I'm old, DB, this is the truth. I sit on my balls twice a week.
Okay. Once again, I got to say, I got to leave, man.
Like, when you're at the age that you have to be careful when you sit down, because if you sit down too quickly, your sack might swing underneath you as you sit down and you sit on them. That's painful, man. And it's only been happening to me recently. It's getting older, man. The sack hangs low when you get to a certain age.
Yeah, you should wear the tidy whities then.
Dude, that's with the tighty whities.
Oh, my God. I'm telling you.
It's not with boxers that shit happens.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
That shit's fucked up.
Tell me about it. There's nothing more painful and unexpected than a squished testicle when you're sitting down to enjoy a meatball sub in front of the game.
Well, eating that meatball sub is how this probably happens.
Yeah, that's true.
You got too much fat on your leg, right? On your inner thigh right there. So it's going to be rubbing up against your balls.
It's painful. It's painful. But it is a sign of getting old. Okay. Listen, one of the things Big Fat John hated to do, but he had to do as a concession to age, I had to change the way I eat because the heartburn just isn't worth it anymore.
That's some bullshit, man. You didn't change the way you eat.
Dude, man, I used to eat the spiciest foods on the planet. I'd go to the Thai restaurant and I'd tell them, like, bring me some octopus soup and make sure you make it, like, for Thai people, not for white people. I'd go into a Chinese restaurant and I'd be like, this mao! More spicy! And those people,
man,
took it as a challenge to try to kill me with the spiciness that they put in their food.
Hey, look, that's respect right there.
No, but seriously, though, mad in love with spice. I can't do it anymore. Because like half an hour after I eat, I feel like there's a 3-alarm fire going on in my chest.
Oh, my God.
You know, and it's like then, you know, taking the Zantac and all that shit isn't worth it. So you know what? I just have changed that. I mean, I still eat a lot. Don't get me wrong. But it's like, it's different now. It's like blander foods. I eat like an old Jew now.
So it's like the 3-alarm fire in your belly
would be
a 3-alarm fire in your asshole.
Yeah, like, no, those are okay. Those I still enjoy. Like, like Mexican food, the shooting out of the asshole, that's okay. It's okay. That's just like, you know.
That's not okay.
You can deal with that. But the heartburn is bad. The heartburn is bad. All right. The other thing is, I'm avoiding getting into physical altercations with assholes on the street.
So are people just like walking up to you bent over?
No. No, but I mean like the type of thing where some asshole would like push you in line. Elbow you. Shoulder check you, especially in the streets of New York. Or all of a sudden some crazy guy would come scream in your face for no apparent reason. No. You know, like back in the day, I didn't hesitate to throw a punch or two.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? But now I'm backing off a lot more. Now I feel I'll fight only if someone swung. Do you know what I mean?
Right.
I know you're not at that age. You'll still rumble if you had to.
Oh, no. But look, I'll be real. I'm walking down the street. Motherfucker sees me. They're not doing shit.
Oh, damn right. Show us why. Show us why.
Yeah, son.
Yeah, see, look at me. This is why I avoid fights. You notice this? Like that old flabby shit. Big John ain't playing ball anymore. He ain't wrestling anymore. So, you know, it's really down to unless someone is attacking me.
Right.
Like,
I
just avoid confrontation. And that's a sign of getting old, man. I'm 55. Yeah. You can't fight for your whole life. There's a reason why people retire at 40 or 42, you know, when they're wrestling or boxing, man. The body just doesn't recover as much.
Right.
And you could say to yourself, like, all right, man, jab. It just doesn't react fast enough. You know what I'm saying, DV? So definitely got to be a nicer guy, which is killing me. I got to be more considerate, which is killing me.
See, I'm lucky I got that old man strength.
I'm not going to say I'm not strong anymore.
Uh-huh.
But, folks, let me explain something to you. And DV said this just to stick it up my ass during the show. A couple of weeks ago, I needed something moved out of my basement. So my wife says to me, are you going to move that out of the basement or what? I said, nah, it's too heavy. I can't lift it. It was like a big portable AC unit.
Yeah.
You know, one of those big motherfuckers.
Right.
So I said, I can't lift that shit. My back, my knees, my ass, my whole, everything hurts, right? So I'm out shopping or something one day. I'm driving in the car and my wife calls me. And I'm like, hey, what's up? She's like, oh, don't worry about getting that shit out of the basement. I said, oh, why? Did you get someone to come take it out? Did you pay a handyman or something? She goes, no, I just called Dennis. He just lifted it up. And he took it out all by himself, and he looked so strong, and like he just, it was no problem for him. And I'm like, shit, DV fucked my wife. Holy shit.
Dude, well, I ain't talking.
You were peacocking in front of my wife, yo. What's going on with that shit?
I do that in front of everybody. Don't worry about it.
Oh, man. But seriously, it was embarrassing. DV, from what I'm told, picked that thing up like it was a crate of milk or something. He just went like this. And he goes, oh, where do you want it? Oh, let me toss it up in the air a little bit. You know, it wasn't a problem for him. Me? I thought I was going to pop a lung moving that thing. So I was just like, let somebody younger do it. So obviously, you know, the strength has been diminishing. But,
Okay.
And DV's only 10 years behind me, yo. 10 years.
I'm 47.
All right, so roughly 10 years.
Roughly 10 years.
But I'm talking about that curve now. You know, you're starting to get to the peak, like the train. See, I'm at the peak pointed down.
Well, here's the thing, though. What? I still work out, you know?
That's true. I've never worked out in my life, though. See, that's the thing. I've never worked out in my life. Okay. Even when I played ball, I never worked out.
Oh, for real? Oh, see, I always worked out.
No, I did the old Herschel Walker thing. You know, like I do 50, 100 push-ups. I do a couple sit-ups, but I would never lift iron.
That's good, too. Yeah. Oh, no, that's my thing, man. Yeah. That's my thing. I'm bench pressing, deadlifting, all that shit.
Yeah, but you're also a pussy magnet, so you got to do shit.
Yeah, right. I wish.
Not anymore.
Oh,
DV's chick. Don't worry. He doesn't do that anymore. I'm just saying, you know, in a prior life, he was a pussy magnet.
It was a long time ago.
As a matter of fact, DV, let's from now on bleep out pussy magnet in reference to you.
I'm a pussy magnet.
Beep, beep, beep. All right. Another thing that tells me I'm old, I had to learn about annuities the other day.
What are annuities?
I still don't know. All I know is when you get to a certain age, they say get them before you die.
Uh-huh.
No, seriously, you know, it's like life insurance, a different type of life insurance, you know. But you have to start, you know, at this age, you got to start thinking for your kids, you know.
Oh, yeah.
And what happens to the old lady if you kick, you know. You got to start thinking about that. So it's not even just life insurance. It's more just like, all right, life insurance is if you kind of sort of drop dead, you know, due to an accident or something unforeseen, you want to leave a little bit left, you know.
Right.
You know, like term life insurance. But like annuities are now financial planning for when you kick.
Yeah.
You know, so now it's a whole different thing.
Is that something you could borrow against too?
I think it's some of them, but it just costs too much. Yeah, you know, and annuities aren't for everybody. Don't get me wrong.
Right.
But, you know, it's just that the fact that I had to research them fucking annoys me. And again, one of the signs that I'm definitely getting old. Oh, here's something. You know, DV, I just moved into a new pad, right?
Congratulations.
Thank you. So, and I'm almost ashamed to admit this. The only thing I cared about two things in my new house. I said, one, I need an office basement, right? I need somewhere to go where I can edit these videos. I need to, you know, conduct business down there, get on the phone, you know. So it has to be a place where I could shut the door, not worry about the kid or the wife coming in or neighbors asking me how I'm doing or any of that fucking shit. I need it's not even the man cave. I hate the word man cave. But it's just a place. It's an office. I want to close the door and conduct business, you know? So that was the one thing I worried about. The second thing I worried about was I needed a bathtub with jets.
What?
Yeah.
You needed?
I needed one of these things. Uh-huh. Because the circulation in my feet is horrible.
Oh,
and,
shit.
And you know I have like, basically, two busted knees. I have a reconstructed hip.
Right.
I have a broken neck. I'm a fucking like a C point number two. I'm a fucking physical mess. So I said to the wife, I said, I don't care how much it costs.
Yeah.
We're getting a jacuzzi tub. I'm getting all of this shit.
Yeah.
So the wife says, you know, you're right. Take care of yourself. Blah blah blah. When they're installing the tub, the young son of a bitch who's installing the thing comes to me and goes, excuse me, sir, which you know it's already trouble because he's like, sir.
Right.
Not John, hey, dude, or anything like that. Right. It's, excuse me, sir.
Yeah.
So what's up, kid? He's like, do you mind getting in and out of the tub just so we can make sure you could do it?
Yo, did you get stuck?
No, man.
Oh, okay.
But it's high.
Oh, okay.
Because I got a 6.5 foot tub.
Yeah.
I could drown in that fucking thing if I wanted to. I'm telling you, man.
Wait a second. So two adult men can stand in there?
Delicious.
All right, I'm coming over.
No, but
later.
I'm saying, like, I'm 6'3". So I wanted something that I could lie down in for the most part.
Right.
Because, like I said, my hip is a mess. So, you know, it's almost like therapy. But what the problem was that it's high because of all the jets. You don't want the water spilling over while it's rumbling. So it's high. So the kid wanted to make sure that I could step into it and step out. And I'm like, motherfucker. I know I say I'm big, fat John, but still, goddamn.
Oh,
and
man.
I'm saying to myself, I turn to my wife, I go, that little motherfucker. And I'm talking, and she goes, John, stop cursing at the kid. My wife's much more practical about this.
Right.
And she goes, John, just get in and out of the tub and see if you can do it. I couldn't do it.
Did she, like, when you did that, did she go,
Yeah, basically. I have to use those fucking handlebars to get in and out.
Oh, yeah, you're old.
And I was about 2 minutes away from telling the guy, build a little door into the tub so I can walk in and out so I don't have to lift my legs. That's how fucking old I am and out of shape.
Oh, my God.
Dude, you got to come to the house and check this tub out. I mean, it's a thing of beauty, but you'll look at it and you'll laugh. You'll see I'm not bullshitting you.
Oh, my God. I got to do it just for myself.
Now, it's like those two handlebars. You know
I got you. Like slant
like,
and shit.
Yeah, like you're in the hospital, you know, or physical therapy. I got you. I need that shit. It's not like a fun choice. It's just I need it or else I can't get enough. Definitely a sign that I'm getting old.
Wow. Or do you just have the sugar?
I don't have the sugar.
Oh, you don't have the sugar.
You know, it's one of those things. You mentioned it. Slight diversion. My wife is so mad at me right now.
Uh-huh.
Do you know why?
Why?
Because there's nothing wrong with me.
Oh.
Thank God. You know.
Yeah. Like of course.
I go for all these physicals and stuff, and my wife's like, okay, he's got to have the sugar. Like pre-diabetes. He's got to. He's a 300-pound fuck. He's got to have pre-diabetes. No.
Wow. All right. That's a little clap about.
Okay. John must have high cholesterol, you figure, right? No.
All right.
Okay. His blood pressure must be high, right? No. None of that stuff.
See, I got high blood pressure. I got the hypertension.
Well, that's because you're not white.
True. There you go. Damn.
You know, white guys don't get that. Black guys, of course, die from that shit. And I mean, that's no joke, you know?
Yeah.
But I don't know about Asians, though. Do Asians get the high blood pressure?
I don't know, because it's a hood thing. I grew up in the hood. Maybe that's,
I don't know, but I mean.
But Asians, no, because usually Asians are like calm motherfuckers.
Yeah, you would think. You know? That
but not enough.
Shit.
Not during a fire drill.
That's true. Oh, good callback. Let me write that down. DV had a great callback. All right. Another reason, signs that I'm officially getting old, ladies and gentlemen. The women that I find attractive are themselves old.
Give me one. Like who?
No, like these women who are over 40. You know, like, look, when I was like your age or even in my 30s and 40s, the thought of anything other than a 23-year-old looking delicious to me was, out of the question. Now, I'm looking at chicks like Charlize Theron, Jennifer Aniston, Diane Lane, Paula Patton, Halle Berry, Salma Hayek, and I'm looking like, these bitches look fine. And then you look up when they were born and you're like, God damn it, they're as old as DV.
They are fine. I've interviewed Charlize Theron.
Yeah.
And she is way more beautiful in person.
No, she's gorgeous, but I'm like, she's something like 45, 46.
So,
dude, I'm telling you. There was a time when I was 23, 24 was the max age that I would say is hot. Anything after that, I'd be like, they're drooping, they're getting older. They're putting some cellulite on their ass, sort of thing. I was like very, very critical in who I jacked off to.
Right. Okay. Well, it's kind of like Patrice O'Neal.
Yes.
Like there's a value.
R.I.P.
Rest in peace.
No, he's right.
Power, yeah. Sir. Yeah. But there is a value to the poontang.
Yes.
You know, when it's young, high value.
Absolutely.
But when they get older, low value.
His best line was, pussy doesn't age like wine, it ages like bread.
comedic genius.
And if you girls have any objections to that, send them to me. I'll be happy to debate you. But you know what? You know, along the same vein, another sign that I'm getting old, DV? The porn that I enjoy is getting weirder and weirder. Like, it's disturbingly weird even to myself. And right. I look for that shit.
Yeah. Like,
it's
what?
It's disturbing. Look, I spent 20 minutes looking at porn where naked chicks just farted on birthday cakes. Did you ever see this?
No.
They just sit in cake, and they fart into the cake until the cake falls apart.
How does that even work? I thought you were talking about, like, they blow out the candle with
a
fart.
No. It's literally they take a big layer cake with a lot of frosting, and they sit in it, and they queef and fart into it until it blows apart.
How does it even...
Weird, I'm telling you.
Ah, shit. See, look, not because I'm getting old or I'm into weird shit. I'm just curious. I got to look that shit up now.
Yeah, but I'm old because that's the stuff that I enjoy now. Another one, tentacle porn. Japanese tentacle porn. Is weird. It's just like this chick getting fucked by tentacles, and you don't even know what the tentacles are attached to. Is it an octopus? Is it a tree? Is it a space alien? I don't even fucking know. Here's the other one. Here's another one. Old MILFs getting stuck in various appliances. This is fucking amazing to me now.
Like a washing machine?
Yeah. So, like, here's the premise. There's always a MILF who's working around the house.
Right.
Then she'll go in to, like, say, unclog the garbage disposal, the in the sink.
Uh-huh.
And her arm gets stuck there, and her ass is up in the air. So here comes the handyman and fucks her in the ass while she's stuck in the sink.
Another takeoff
of this is she goes to get all the laundry out of the dryer or the washer.
Yeah.
And she gets stuck in there. Then the laundry guy comes by and fucks her in the ass. Like, these are things that for some reason at my age I relate to. I never, like, it used
how do
to
you
be,
relate to?
Like, I don't know, man. Maybe
like when you do laundry, you get your hands stuck in there?
No, I got to get my wife to get stuck in a washer dryer or something. I don't know.
Oh, my Lord.
A Japanese newscaster porn. This is fantastic. Have you seen this?
No.
Yeah, leave it to the Japanese. They're masters of the decrepit porn. It's like they have these scenes where it's just these women, right? And they're newscasters. They're reading the news in Japanese. They're dressed nicely.
Uh-huh.
And as they're reading, like, so they'll sit there and they'll be like, today on the news, right? These dicks come from, like, all angles. You don't see the bodies they're attached to for the most part.
Uh-huh.
And it just shoots jizz into their face.
What?
While they're reading. And I guess the trick is that they try to read without breaking...
character?
You know, without breaking stride. And there's all these dicks jizzing on them till they look like a glazed donut.
Yeah, that's weird.
I've spent hours watching this.
Get the fuck out.
Like, I'll even bet myself. I'll be like, okay, will the blonde Japanese broad or the brunette Japanese broad last longer reading the news?
Wait, is it like a game show? Because I know they got some crazy game shows.
Yeah, they have crazy game shows too. That's another thing. So yeah, that's how I know I'm getting old. Like, I've seen so much porn in my life that this is the only kind of porn that interests me now.
Wow. It's like, it's another, like, Patrice O'Neill, where he said that as I get older, I get creepier.
Oh, yeah, but that was because he liked, like, 12-year-olds or something. That was a different thing, but I hear what he's saying. I understand him now. The other thing that's kind of weird, and this is more philosophical there, DV, I'm not afraid of dying anymore.
Ah, okay.
You know, because I figure it's right around the corner anyway.
Okay.
So right, you know, so a lot of the things that I used to have phobias about, yeah, I just don't give a shit anymore. And that I feel is directly related to getting older. And it's just saying to yourself, like, look, you know, it's going to happen. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So like flying in planes, I used to be terrified of getting in planes. Now I'll get on a plane if someone just gives me the free ticket. You know, like if I have to go somewhere for business, they're like, oh, it's a 12-hour flight. Fuck it. Just.
Yeah, you know, fuck it.
Give me business class. I don't give a fuck. Like, I've accepted it. If it goes down, it goes down. Yeah. I'm not saying I'm looking forward to it. I'm just saying, like, I've accepted it. It's not a fear for me anymore. Right. And I've always been told that when you come to that piece, it's like you're at a certain age. You know what I mean? You're gotcha. Whether, you know, it's rare that, like, say, a 20-year-old says, I've accepted death. Like, it's very rare.
Nah, it depends. Like, if you're a gangbanger and you're young, you're true, like 15 true. Years old, you're like, yeah, you know what it is, what it is.
Yeah, but it's rare, though.
No, it is rare. Nah, you
know, but anyway, so to me, that's a sign I'm getting old. I just don't worry about it anymore. All right. And then finally, the most compelling reason as evidence that I'm getting old, that I am old. Taking a good dump and getting laid are the same thing to me.
Wait a second. Doesn't the dump come out of your ass?
Yes.
So, getting laid, like, is that like
no,
something
I'm
to
saying
do with your ass?
No. No. Don't twist my words there, DB.
Those are your words.
No, what I meant to say is that getting laid and taking a good shit, like, is something I equally look forward to.
Okay, see, that's a little different.
You see what I'm saying?
I got you.
Like, sometimes I'll be like, man, I need to talk the wife into some sex. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, just got that urge, you know?
Right.
And then I find myself that I pursue that endeavor with the same enthusiasm as, man, I haven't taken a good dump in 2 days. I need to take a good dump to feel better.
Yeah.
Both those endeavors I will pursue with equal vigor.
Well,
now, when does a young person say, I'm going to pursue taking a shit ahead of having sex? Unless, of course, the shit and the sex are intertwined. There are go-getters that do both at the same time.
go-getters.
Yes, but excluding those people, DV, who the hell thinks like that unless you're an old fuck?
Yeah. Well, you know, there was that rumor about Sylvester Stallone and how he loved Cleveland Steamers. So,
well, I thought the rumor was, again, rumor to all the legal eagles out there.
We're rumor, not, rumor. Allegedly.
Allegedly. Was that he used to pay hookers to shit on a glass coffee table while he was underneath it.
Yeah.
So the Cleveland Steamers, when you actually get shit on.
Right.
Sly would have no part of that.
Right.
Because he's not an animal after all.
Right.
He would have them shit, allegedly, on the glass table when he was underneath it.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you had like a lot of that sort of,
Yeah, it's funny that, I guess I mentioned it, but me and my chick were actually talking about like weird shit that we heard when we were kids.
Right.
And that was one of them.
Oh, yeah.
And also, like, what's it, Richard Gere had like 8 ounces of like a sperm in it.
No,
he was a gerbil. He was a gerbil.
Allegedly.
Rod Stewart was the one with the jizz.
Yes. He had so much. Like, the urban legend around Rod Stewart, and again, legend, no proof of this happening.
Allegedly.
Was that he collapsed during a concert. They took him to the hospital and they pumped like a stomach full of jizz out of him. Which was, of course, false. The thing about Richard Gere was that he used to have felching with gerbils,
right,
up his ass. Because, of course, you know, the hottest man in the world, who was married to Cindy Crawford at one point, look her up in your Google machine when you get the chance, a piece of ass. A guy like that would need to have gerbils shoved up his ass.
Right. Makes sense.
So how the urban legends work, I have no idea. But there you go. That's what it was. But
I can believe the Sly one, though. I can believe that one.
The Sly one you can believe?
I can believe that.
Why is that?
Because it's like when you're a star like that and you get everything that you want, everyone caters to you, you know, it's like, oh, my God, Sly. Like, you want to be denigrated to some degree.
Denigrated?
You know? Well, yeah. Well, he's not totally denigrated because he has the glass there. So, you know, he's still conceited.
Right.
Yeah, look at him working out. You know what I'm saying? Even to this day. So you know he's conceited to some degree. He's an egomaniac.
Yeah,
so. But he wants to feel like, oh, yeah, you know, fuck me up, but not too much. Here's the glass. You know what I mean?
Right.
So
Sly, please feel free to retort.
No, allegedly. I'm just saying I can't believe it. It's an opinion. Just an opinion. It's not news. It's not news.
All right. You know, the other thing is when I take a good shit or get laid, I'm just as likely to report it to my friends as a significant event. Like, I'll call my friend Larry and just say, yo, man, you should see the shit I just took. And he'll take a picture of the shit he took and text it to me.
Yeah, I've done that.
All right. So, like, yeah. So, but when you get to the point where that activity, see, you all do that when we're kids, you know, especially since texting came around, right?
Ah, right.
But the point is that never trumped getting laid.
Oh, no.
Now they're equal to me. Like, I'm just as likely to say I took a really satisfying shit after a big barbecue dinner as I am that, like, hey, I talked the wife into some action last night.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? Hilarious. That's why I'm getting old, DV. So.
Put him in the coffin.
That's right. Nail it up. All right. This has been Big John with the latest nonsense of all the way.
And I'm DV.
Catch you on the next episode.
Peace.
Don't forget, we'll have more videos, and we've also done some other ones. Hopefully you find them funny. Either click here or click here to get some more.